क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny My Perks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with My Perks. Find your My Personality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers, talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In today's little explorers, let's go to explore the country which is also known as the land of grace. Venezuela for us, it's at the northernmost tip of South America. And it was named so by the first European who set his foot here, and that was Christopher Columbus. Officially called the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, the country has an area in the continent and many islands in the Caribbean Sea. Its capital is Caracas. Official language is Spanish, and the people living there are called Venezuelans. There's a very interesting story about the name of this country. In 1499, one of the Italian navigators, Amerigo Vespucci, visited the coast of this country. And there were stilt houses in one of the lakes area, which reminded Venice, which is in Italy. So he named the region Venezuela, which means Little Venice. And colloquially, this came to be known as Venezuela. There are some great facts about this country. This country has a tropical climate that leads for a landscape which is green all through the year. It is home to one of the most preserved colonial cities of South America, known as Port City of Coro. It is an amalgamation of Spanish, Dutch, and various indigenous monuments. And have you ever seen a lightning that lasts forever? In this country is a river, Catatumbo, and right over the place this river originate from in the cold mountain. As the air collides with the mountain, it strikes into a lightning. So it looks as if it's lightning all the time. There is also one mountain called Mount Roraima, which is in the Canaima National Park, and that particular mountain was an inspiration to The Lost World written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. This place is full of endemic birds, dragonflies, tarantulas, and frogs. The country also boasts to have world's highest uninterrupted waterfall. The total height is 979 meters and the plunge starts at 807 meters. The country has three World Heritage Sites: the Canaima National Park, the Ciudad Universitaria de Caracas, and the Port of Coro. There's a river which is called Orinoco, which empties itself into the Amazon basin and has a lot of animals like eels, vipers, and even anacondas. Venezuela also has the world's largest rodent, which is called capybara, and it is found in the plains of this country. Talking about other animals, there are over 1,000 bird species found in this country and 25,000 species of the orchid flowers. Not only that, there are 3,900 species of fungi, thus making it one of the most biodiverse countries on the planet. The country also has large natural gas reserves and also one of the world's largest dam, the Guri Dam, which produces the hydroelectric power in this country. There are some very interesting mountains in this country. the mountains that do not have peaks. And there's also an archipelago called Las Aves, which has a huge role to play in the fishing industry of the country. Another very interesting fact is about Christmas. When the festival of Christmas is celebrated in this country, people do that on roller skates. Yes, now let's quickly take a look at the flag of this beautiful nation. The flag of Venezuela is a horizontal tricolor. Top stripe is yellow, middle stripe is blue, and the lower stripe is red in color. And on the middle stripe is an arc that is made by stars, which are 5 pointed, white colored, and 8 in number. So that's the flag of Venezuela for us. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share Little Explorers Podcast.